Got to tell you a while ago, that was in that offering we got, that I put an offering plate, was in memory of my brother Willard and my sister Madeline. That's what it was for. So thank God for his mercy. Thank God for them. Got your Bibles, turn me to the book of Job. Look at Job chapter number 19. Yeah, I mentioned last Sunday, we're going to still be worshiping the Lord today. Celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. Just like we do every week. In fact, we can do that every day. Because he is alive. Thank God he's alive. Hallelujah. Again, reading verse 25 of Job chapter 19. Read about three verses. Is it, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Though after my skin worm destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Whom shall I see for myself? Mine eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If Job could testify that, he knew Christ was living. He said, well, he hadn't even come to die yet. No, I know it. Well, how do you know he's a redeemer? Well, you'd be surprised what God had revealed to all in the Old Testament time. Why did Jesus say about Abraham, he rejoiced to see my day? And guess what else he said? He saw it. Hallelujah. So Job saw some things. Job knew some things. He knew it. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for the opportunity you've given us to break forth the bread of life. Bless now the reading of the scripture and bless it to our hearts and lives and open the word to us this morning. You know every need and every heart in life that's here. I pray that you'd meet them. I pray that you'd comfort and strengthen and convert this morning for your glory and for your honor. Have your way in all of our hearts and lives. We surrender and submit unto thee. In Jesus' sweet name, amen and amen. I want to read another verse of scripture in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number. Boy, there's plenty in this book of Hebrews, but read, turn to chapter number 7, I believe it is. Hebrews chapter number 7. I'd like to read several verses here. Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 24. Well, let's back up verse number 22. But so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Hebrews 7:22. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. You said ours died too. Yes, he did. But he got up. Hallelujah. Now the priests in the Old Testament time, they died and had to get somebody to take their place to carry on the priestly work. But it couldn't continue. But the verse 24 said, but this man, because he what? Continued forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. He don't change. Nobody's took his place. He's still in action. He's still sitting in heaven itself. He's appeared in heaven itself to make intercession for us. Wherefore he is able also to save him to the uttermost. Who's to save? Them that come to God by him. Through the Lord Jesus Christ and come by him. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now won't you get a hold of that? He ever liveth. He ever liveth to make intercession for him. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who need not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice for his own sins. He had to do that. And then do it for the people. For thus he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath which was sent to the law maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. I want to tell you something. He's forevermore our high priest. Thank God he is. But I want to thank God that even Job knew something about this high priest. He knew something about the atonement that God has made for his people. The Old Testament time, they had to keep going in every year. And they're on that mercy seat with the blood. Listen, of goats and blood of animals. To offer sacrifices the priest did for their own sins and for the sins of the people. But I want to thank God that one day, listen, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus went to an old cross, but I want to thank God he didn't stay on that cross. In a lot of time, we'll talk about the cross, and we need to realize that he didn't stay on the cross. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the sacrifice that was made there on the cross. But he didn't stay there. You ever wonder why that our Lord told him? One of the ladies that day, was it Mary, said to her, "Hey, touch me not. I have not yet ascended to the Father." The high priest couldn't be touched. But he wasn't going to be touched until he ascended unto the Father. And listen, you know what he did? Someone said, "I thought he stayed around a long time." Well, he did, but he ascended up there and took that blood. Amen. He took that blood up there and offered his own blood. And the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, if you've never read much in the book of Hebrews, I want to tell you something, it'll make you want to shout. If you begin to see what's going on in the book of Hebrews, that Jesus Christ himself took his own blood and offered it for your sins and mine on the mercy seat, known as heaven itself. He went into the Holy of Holies. Once a year, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and offer that once a year down here. But thank God that's over. It's been offered once and for all. Jesus offered it. Went into the throne, listen. Went into heaven itself. But thank God. You know what I like about it too? I like, first of all, that he carried that blood into heaven. Offered it. Listen, for your sins and mine, glory to God. He never committed a sin. He never had offered for himself. He offered it for you, and he offered it for me. Thank God that he did. And then, glory to God, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. And I like what it said. He ever, ever liveth to make intercession for us. I'm so glad. No wonder he can save him to the uttermost. That's what it says. He's able to save him to the uttermost. You know why? Not only to the uttermost, but thank God he can save the uttermost. He can save the rottenest and low down sinners ever been. Jesus can give them a new life and set them free. Glory to God. Not only does he, listen, forgive us of our sins, but he sets us free from them. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I love it. It's good news. Jesus. You know what the Bible said? I read it. is ever present, there in the presence of God, ever liveth to make intercession for us. He didn't just save and forget me. No, glory to God, he's there. If I need, glory to God, I need somebody to pray for me. I don't know anybody else than to listen to mention my name and call upon my name. He's making intercession for me. To the Father, for you and for I. He's making intercession for the saints because he ever lives. He was not going to die. He's not going to quit praying for us. He's not going to quit helping us. He's not going to quit sustaining us. I'm telling you, we as God's saints got a lot to praise him for. Our wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we got a Savior? He's perfect. He's powerful. And he's interceding for you and for me. You got some hard places going through. And Job knew he was alive too. Come on now, he did. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I know something else. He said he's going to stand on this earth in the latter day. He's coming back, glory to God, Job said. He knew he's coming back before he ever come the first time. He said he's coming back. Hey, glory to God. I'm glad. Job said, I know. It's good for us to know some things. We don't have to hope so and think so, maybe so we can know so. We know we've been born again. We know we got new life. And it's all in Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm so glad Job knew his Redeemer liveth. You know something else Job knew? He knew, he said, when this old skin of mine, this old body of mine, when the skin worm devoured this body, he said, yet in my flesh, I'm going to see God. What a hope. What hope. What joy. What comfort, what consolation that is, even to you and I today. That thought comes to me sometime when I drive around the graveyard right here. Sit out there sometime. Sometime I go by other graveyards. You say, I don't like going by graveyards. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Skin worms, when they devour that body, Brother Donnie, Job said, I know. All that they do, in my flesh, I'm going to see God. He knew that one day. You say, what did Job know? I'll tell you what he knew. You read another verse of scripture in the book of Job, just read it a while ago. It simply said this, I know that he'll bring me unto death, the house appointed for all the living. Job knew something his generation make out like they don't know. Did you know that? People live like they ain't never going to have to die. That's a sad way to live. Job said, I know he'll bring me to death. That's what he said. But he said something else. He's going to bring me to the house appointed. For all the living. You know what that is? But you know what I say to go along with that? God's got a place prepared for us. When this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building not made with hands eternal in the heavens that God's got prepared for us. We will one day be crumbled to the, if Jesus tears, he'll bring us to the place of death. But thank God, he's got another house prepared for us. When we shed off this whole tabernacle, it's a glorious thought, a blessed hope. That is our hope. You know why? We don't need to sorrow as others which have no hope. Because we got hope. beyond this life. We got to hope beyond these graves. Someone said, I've lost two or three loved ones. I'm going to tell you something about Job. Yeah, we have, haven't we? Some of us have lost our parents. A lot of us have. We've lost, some of us lost children. Some of us lost our spouses. We've lost a lot of loved ones that's dear and near to our hearts. I'm going to tell you something. And it's happened since. Different situation. But I want to tell you something. Job lost, listen, every child he had. What about this many of them? 1 to 10 of them? Lost them. They've gone just like that. That's not all. Lost all. He was a rich man in the place he was at. He lost every other thing. Only thing left was his wife. And she told him, said, why don't you curse God and die? And you know what he said to her? You speak as a foolish woman. Though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. Folks, that's faith. That's courage. That's strength. Thank God for it. So when we go through troubles and go through heartaches and go through trials and troubles, I won't tell you something. God's grace is sufficient as sure as I'm talking to you this morning. Job lost all those things. But you know what God did? He blessed him back abundantly. Wound up with twice what he had. You said, "Hey, you know? Well, I know he had. He got more children back, and you know, Job prayed, making sacrifices even for his children before that happened. But I'm gonna tell you something. God blessed him back with. I'm gonna tell you, he stayed with God. Job." Said, I know. Job could tell you, I know what it is to go through this. I know what it is to go through suffering. I know what it is. His body was covered with boils or sores. He, listen, was scraping them. He put, listen, oh, he was in awful pain, awful condition. He went through no telling us what he went through yet. But yet he held his integrity with God. It wouldn't deny him. See, the devil thought he would. In fact, the devil told God, said, just give him to me. He said, do what you want to do, just can't take his life. You see, devil can do no more to you or myself than what God will allow him to do. Aren't you glad for that? So we got hope. And Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he's living. I know he is. You know what I like the way he said it? It was real personal. Mine. Mine. I don't know where he's yours or not, but I know he's mine. I can hear old Job say he's mine. He's my Redeemer. Hey, if you don't want none of him, just give me more of him. Huh? Give me more of him. He is wonderful, glorious, and marvelous. He's God. Hallelujah. And he said he never lived to make intercession. Job said he's alive. I know he is. Redemption. You know what kind of redemption we have? If you read also in the book of Hebrews, you know what he said? He's obtained for us an eternal redemption. It'll last. It wasn't a temporary redemption. It wasn't a temporary fix. Sometimes we'll do a temporary fix on something just to get by that we can do something different. But that ain't what he did. He wasn't coming back. He fixed her. It's an eternal redemption. That's why we got eternal inheritance. You probably remember preaching about eternal in the book of Hebrews. Eternal redemption, eternal inheritance. That's why we got that eternal life. Thank God for it. So Job said,
I know. I redeem her. You know what it is? It's a price. What's a redemption? Price to be paid. Costly price, darling Son of God. Bled and died on Calvary. Died for our sins, rose again for our justifications. You know, that we could have pardon from sin. Just imagine the death row. So somebody was in prison on death row. Getting close to time for it to happen. Somebody come around, offer and said, "Oh, hey, I'll give you all this. I'll give you a bunch of gold, a bunch of silver. I'll give you all kind of things. I'll give you a house. I'll give you land. I'll give you all these things." That's not what he's looking for. Death's hanging over him. What is he needing? He's needing a pardon. Or she's needing a pardon. From the governor, from the president, from somebody that has the authority to say, wipe her slate clean. Wipe his slate clean. Well, see, what this generation and what you and I needed and what, thank God, we've gotten, if you've been saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb, we got a pardon. A pardon. I could hear him say, "What good is it? What would that do me no good if I'm going to die tomorrow? The Lamb's not going to help me. The money's not going to help me. The gold's not going to help me. Listen, that big fine car won't help me. Nothing's going to help me. What I need's a pardon." And what we need in this hour, what the generation needs, a pardon from the Lord Jesus Christ from their sins. And he's able to save those who come to God. I've read that verse to start with. Unto the uttermost. Who? Those that come to him through Jesus Christ. My question before we close this morning, have you received that pardon? If you hadn't, nothing else matters. Someone gets ready to leave this world. I've seen it over and over. Do what you want to with it. I'll not carry it with me. Leaving it behind. When we leave this world, someone said, what did they leave behind? All of it. Carry nothing with us. It's all over. Have you had a pardon? Whatever age you might be here this morning, if you haven't, why don't you trust Christ? Know beyond the shadow of a doubt that your sins are forgiven. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know he's going to stand on this earth? Do you know that we'll see him? You said, give us some New Testament, 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 28. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence in him, not be ashamed of him when he comes. You know what else it says? And I'll be quoting it word for word. You know what else it says? We shall, when we see him, something's going to happen to us. We'll be like him. When he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. We shall be like him. He's going to transform us. He's conforming us now into his image. One day, we'll be completely changed into his likeness and like him. I don't know about you. I'd rather be like him. We fall short now. He's the only perfect one. I know that. But thank God he's conforming us. He's molding us. He's making us. He's shaping us. Amen. He is. Into his image. And one day we'll be like him. Hey, won't you receive his pardon? I'll tell you what he'll start doing then. He'll start conforming you, shaping you into his image. He sure will. Thank God he will. Hallelujah. That's what old Job said. We'll even have a body like his one day. I'm looking forward to it. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good one. Sure is. Hallelujah. But old Job said, my flesh, I'm going to see him. I'm sure I am. Hallelujah. He didn't think that skin worm devouring his body was the end of it, did he? And not on either. Scripture teaches us it's not. We have hope beyond this life. We have hope beyond these graves. Thank God we do. And I'm going to tell you something. That will brighten us up for those loved ones that have gone on before us. Yes, it will. I'll tell you something. God's got grace to live by, and he's got grace to die by. He has, don't he? You've seen it. Some of it's seen you with your spouse. Some of it's seen you with your kinfolk, your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters. Some of it's seen that. Did you know that angel, and a lot of people don't believe this, but I was in the room. That night that angel came in that hospital room with me and Carol and Dwight before he died. Next few days that he did die, he never had another fearful moment. It was real, folks. I always picked him up. Back then, there was no problem. I reached to pick him up. Couldn't get to it. He started saying, there's another person in this room. Another person. I said, where is he? He said, he's right here between us. He saw something I couldn't see. God didn't open my eyes, but he opened his into the spirit realm. And he saw that angel coming at him. All those things went off on the machines. They all quit working. They all come running in. A little bit. Everything was all right with them. Picked back up. They lived a few more days. 4 or 5 more days. But God was getting them ready. I'm going to tell you something. Heaven's a real place. It's full of glory and full of grace. If God would open our eyes into the spirit realm right here this morning, you'd be amazed. You would be amazed. I'll tell you something. It's not as far off as you think. You see, we in the earthly realm. It's spirit realm. Where them angels are. Did you know there's guardian angels encamped around about us? Did you know that? I've seen them in protection of myself. I had a machine one time that almost went over and record just decided to come back and sit in there rocking while I got off on the upper side. Probably wouldn't have been here. I know that God, in that spirit realm, got them angels encamped around about us. Peter went over where they were praying for him. And he thought it might just be his angel. You know what? That's why you're here. Them angels. Spirit realm. Tell you something, God is so real, folks. We're so fleshly. Somebody said, we don't need to get so spiritually knowing earthly good. No, I ain't got to worry about that. We need to get into the, listen to the things of God and realize how real it is. When this thing's over in this life, it's not over. Only thing is over this physical body. This inside will live forever. Somewhere. We either got eternal life through the new birth, or we already had eternal death cursed on us and condemned. But when Jesus came and we accepted him, he came in our hearts and we were born into the family of God. We got new life. Hallelujah. From a living Savior. Listen, that's alive right now. And in closing, he ever liveth, ever lives to make intercession. You, and me, all of us. He's praying for us. You say, well, nobody don't pray for me. He is. He's praying for you. Yes, he is. We slack on it. I'm slack. Sometimes I try to think all y'all's names. I just had to pray for all y'all one time sometimes. Now, y'all can pray for me a lot more because there's a lot more of y'all. Y'all just pray for the preacher. Thank God. So don't ever forget, while we're walking and living in this world where we got flesh and blood still, there's still a spirit realm. Thank God. There's still angels encamped around about us. I'm glad they are. Would you stand with me?